Biden resettles 10K Afghans in U.S. communities despite vetting issues. By John Binder on November 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration has resettled about 10,000 Afghans across American communities in the last 2 months despite issues with vetting. Biden's massive resettlement operation plans to bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement across 46 states. Multinational corporations and former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama are bankrolling the operation. The Afghans are initially flown into Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania or Dulles International Airport in Virginia before temporarily living on various U.S. military bases while awaiting resettlement. Today, about 53,000 Afghan refugees remain temporarily living at U.S. bases in Wisconsin, Texas, New Mexico, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia. In the first 2 months of the operation, refugee contractors, who are paid by Biden's State Department to resettle refugees, have resettled about 10,000 Afghan refugees in American communities. About 3,000 Afghans, in addition, have fled U.S. bases on their own. The resettlement of roughly 5,000 Afghans a month comes as lawmakers and federal officials have warned of issues with vetting procedures where some deemed national security risks are slipping through the cracks. Last week, for instance, a federal official reportedly told lawmakers that 10 refugees who arrived in the U.S. as part of the operation were later revealed to be national security risks and thus were taken into federal custody where they remain. Federal agents who worked on screening Afghans for entry to the U.S. now admit that they were not trained in identifying fraudulent visas, green cards, and passports. On a number of occasions, several Afghans reportedly traveled to the U.S. using fake passports. Likewise, at a hearing last week, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, revealed that an internal memo by an administration email at the time of the Afghanistan withdrawal showed that there were no vetting procedures for boarding Afghans onto U.S.-bound flights. This email was shared with me by an American official present in Afghanistan during the evacuation who was shocked by the Biden administration's failure to vet Afghans before they were evacuated, Hawley wrote in a statement. Email details orders from Joe Biden to fill up the planes, even without vetting. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.